Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're starting the book of Haggai today. Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. It says, "In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes." Now, to get our challenge from this section today, we need to understand what's going on. They've come back from captivity and they need to rebuild the temple, but they're all kind of working on their homes first. And the reason, though, that the people of Israel felt that it wasn't really time to rebuild the temple was because their relationship with God wasn't of first importance. That's what's really coming out from this. You know, the Bible's real clear that God wants to be first in our lives, not secondary, not one of the many things in our lives, but he wants to be first in our lives. That's why we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with our soul, our mind, and our strength. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, listen to verses 1 through 3. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 1 through 3. Paul says, "I wish you would bear with me in a little foolishness. Do bear with me, for I feel a divine jealousy for you, since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ." God wants to be first. And when the nation of Israel came back from Babylon and they were rebuilding the city, they were also supposed to rebuild the temple, the place where they met with God. And they kept saying, well, it's not time yet. It's not time yet to build the temple. That's why in verse 2 of Haggai chapter 1, thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Well, what they were really saying was, our meeting with God isn't of first importance. It's secondary. Well, the Bible warns about that kind of an attitude. Listen to Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Philippians 3:17, "Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I've often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly and their glory in their shame, with their mind set on earthly things." Does God care about our food? Yes. Does he care about our clothing? Yes. Does he care about our shelter? Yes. But he said, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and he'll take care of all the other things. God wants to be first in our lives. So in the passage that we have for today, that we're going to get our challenge, we see that they were saying, well, it's not time to rebuild the house of the Lord. There are more important things to take care of. Yet God then, trying to get their attention, started to make the things that they put first not work out. Listen to what he says. He says, consider your ways. You've sown much, but you've harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. In other words, God says, look, because you're not putting me first, I'm actually showing you your problem by having the things that you put your faith in, your things of most importance to you, not really work out. And God does that sometimes to get our attention. He shows us where our hearts really are, whether we're turning to him, whether we're trusting him. And sometimes God's got to make things get a little lean to get our attention. Is he first in your life? Again, like I said, in Matthew, he tells us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and he'll take care of all the clothes and the food and the shelter and all those things. He'll provide for all of your needs. Let God be first in your life, not secondary. Hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.